Hi to our dear listeners and welcome to this fourth podcast already. So when we talk about robotics, one essential question comes to mind. Are these robots safe enough? That's related to our previous podcast about human-machine collaboration. To clarify this point, we'll ask François. Could you tell us more about the security components of EFIBOT, for example?
So the safety component of EFIBOT are mainly based on rotating laser sensors. The principle of the safety function is to measure the distance between obstacle and robot, and in case of danger, to stop the robot immediately. Another principle is less visible in safety function is redundancy. Is same principle that in airplane or rockets. For example, to make a measurement of a speed sensor in an airplane, we will put three measurement, and we will make a free calculation. If the calculation is not good, we will take the safest decision. We finally do self-diagnostic and self-checking that everything do properly.
Okay, I see. So it's really the latest technology that is ensuring the safety of the robot. What about EFIBOT XS and XL? How does it work? Are there any differences?
Security for EFIBOT XS and EFIBOT XL is based on exactly the same principle as EFIBOT. The principle is the same, but we have to develop a lot to adapt to the new electronic organization.
Thank you very much for these explanations. François, I can see that Antoine is with us. Antoine, I heard you were more specialized in the safety of the stacker, EFIBOT P. Could you tell us more about it?
Regarding safety on the stacker, there is, of course, the LIDAR, which is used for localization, but also to detect some obstacle on the way.
Having several sensors for the same purpose enable us to check every information, and that the information that we get back from both of those sensors are relevant.
And then do you do any safety tests? How do you know really if the robot is safe?
So for each security element, we're gonna check with a huge amount of tests that it's working properly. So we're gonna simulate that in each condition that we want, the security will be triggered. For example, like I said, there is several sensors for each application, and one test will be to shut down one of those sensors to be sure that the security element will be triggered properly.
Thank you, Antoine. Aurélien, thank you to be here with us. You're a research and development engineer. Could you tell us about possible remote assistance?
The objective here is to help him as fast as possible so that he don't waste any time. So the customer tried to take some data from the vehicle and try to reproduce the problem he had. And the objective here is to try to detect with the different data and with the different information the client gave us what is the main problem with the situation, and as I said, try to provide him a solution as fast as possible.
Thank you, Aurélien. See you soon.
Thank you very much, and I hope to see you later.